It's been a minute since I've done anything live as far as like a speaking, headshot speaking, you know what I mean? So, man, just want to check in everybody, see how everybody doing on this beautiful Wednesday. What is this, the third Wednesday of 2025? It seems like 2025 just started. Seems like we are moving through this year so fast, which is crazy. I mean, but that's how it always goes. You already know how this thing goes, so. But yeah, I just wanted to hop on here real quick, see what's going on, see how everybody's doing, you know, all that good stuff. Hopefully you guys are doing well. I know I'm doing well. You know, it's been a great year thus far. Ain't got too much to complain about. And if you complain, who gonna listen? So yeah, man, I just wanted to hop on. What's up, bro? What's up, Travis? Yeah, man, just hopping on, man. It's been a minute since I've got did anything live. Just kind of coming on, checking in with everybody, man. Just see how everybody's doing. You know what I'm saying? We know that there's a lot going on in the world, you know, just in our, these here United States with y'all boy, you know what I'm saying? Who decided that he was gonna become our president, whatever. So I know there's a lot of emotions going on. I know I felt a lot of different emotions over the past, since November, since the results came out, and then especially since the 20th of just the actual swearing in and inauguration and all that stuff, and just seeing a lot of things that have been happening. Yo, so I just wanted to hop on, man, just checking with everybody, man, just hopefully y'all staying encouraged. You know, you're finding things that are helping you to just deal with and cope with, you know, however you're feeling. You know, that's something that I've definitely been a champion of for my own life, for my family, for me and Randy, just to find things that, you know, help us to deal, to cope in healthy ways and all that good stuff, y'all. But so I just want to check in and see how everybody's doing today. So, and just want to share a few things, you know what I'm saying? It's just another episode of what I call Whole, Healed, and Healthy, my first episode of 2025. I'm excited about that. Randy has sent me this video and just kind of lit a fire under me. I've been really encouraging her to do some things, just, you know, with some stuff that she wants to do. And then she sent me a video and I'm like, dang, I guess I got to get on my grind as well, too. You know, y'all know that this is something that I feel like, you know, God has kind of called me to, just to get on and share, help encourage, have real conversations about life. We're all in different places, different areas, whether we're going through our healing journey, you know, whether we're starting a new job, a business, whether our jobs are going to be affected by what's happening. So I think we all just need to find a community where we can respect each other's lived experiences, man, and just help to encourage one another. For so long, I've been in this for a long time. I'll just be honest, like I was in a space where, you know, we really didn't respect people's lived experience. It was like, this is how it is, and this is how it's gonna go. But something that I've really been learning is just to respect people and honor people's lived experience, because everybody has something special to offer. Everybody has something special to give, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I really want to help to cultivate and create a community where we can feel like, hey, I'm just as important as the next person. A lot of my experiences come from church. I grew up, I'm a church baby. I'm a church boy. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of us can relate to that, that we are some church kids. You know what I'm saying? So in church, it was the pastor's way and that was it. Whatever the pastor said, that's how I was going. And then, you know, we didn't really question whatever, but I've been really in a space of learning just to honor people, man, just honor the janitor like I would honor the president. You know what I'm saying? Honoring the parking lot attendant like you would honor the CEO, man, because we're all important and we all have something special to give. We all add value to this world. So that's something that I'm just learning to do, is just honor people. And that kind of brings me to why I decided to hop on today, because if you're following me, you know that I like to post a lot of things concerning my walk, my journey, where I'm at in life, just how I'm feeling. And that just kind of brings me to, like, my last few posts have been just about forgiveness, right? Forgiveness. And not only forgiveness, but just how you show up day to day and dealing with expectations of other people, how they expect you to show up, right? Dealing with expectations, like, first of all, forgiveness. That's the big thing that has really just been pushing me, is just dealing with things that still may resonate in my heart from past experiences, from previous relationships, from previous friendships, from previous spaces, still dealing with hurt, still dealing with even missing certain things and certain aspects of my life, things that were near and dear, things that I still want to be a part of. But unfortunately for me, it is not a healthy space to be in right now. So still just like, man, you know, like grieving relationships is a hard thing to do, because a lot of the times the thing you're grieving is still living. It's still alive. It's still going on. It's still breathing. So it's one thing if you were grieving something that may have died, you know, like a loved one has passed on. And like, I know that that person's not coming back. My grandma passed away in 2018. So as much as it hurt and as much as we grieve, I had reassurance knowing that she lived her life. And I knew that if anybody was going to make it into the kingdom of heaven, it was my grandmother. And so we grieved and it hurt. But I had that reassurance that I know she's in a better place. I know that she's, you know, back reunited with her sisters and my grandfather and my great aunts and all that. And so even in that grief, as much as it hurt, you know, I knew that she wasn't coming back, right? Like, she's not, unless Jesus just decided to raise her from the dead, she's not coming back. So when you're grieving relationships with people, that is tough, because the people are still here. They're still alive, and we want them to be alive. They're still breathing. They still go on. They're still moving. They're still shaking with their families. They're still doing things. And so for me, this has been a real process, because there are days like when you want to, you know, pick up the phone, or there may be days when you want to call or shoot a text. Like, let's just be realistic. Like, I think that we sometimes get to this place where, like, we just don't feel like, you know, you go through something and people, you know, whether it's a breakup, whether it's a divorce, whether it's just the ending of a friendship, whether you lose a job, whether you walk away from a job, like whatever it is, sometimes I think that we think people are robots. And so when we lose things, that we just have this like automatic response to, I don't care, it was nothing, it meant nothing. And like, no, like there was a space in my life for 15 years, like where I 15 years of my life, you know, ended like that. And so to think that you just get over that, like, no, like I dedicated and gave myself and my family for 15 years. So I think we have to be realistic and say, hey, there's nothing wrong with the grief process. Like, it's real. Like, grief is real. And we have to say and understand that, like, sometimes you do grieve living people. Dang, that's hard to say, but you do grieve living people. And it's hard to do that because you see them and you still technically have access. And just to say that, oh, it's over and I don't care, like that's a lie. Like, you know, and so I'm just talking, just kind of sharing, you know, kind of some spaces I've been in, because I feel like we're all on a journey of healing and we're all going somewhere. And I just want you to be encouraged and just know that, you know, it's okay. Like, it's okay if you feel hurt, if you feel sad, if you feel angry, if you feel frustrated, if you feel disappointed. Like, there's nothing wrong with your feelings. You know what I'm saying? We were taught so long that, you know, feelings don't matter to God. And, you know, like if you're offended or this or that, then, you know, you're immature in Christ and you need to grow up and you shouldn't allow your feelings to matter. And I just don't subscribe to those type of teachings and that stuff anymore, because, man, like, if I can't feel, then how can I know what love feels like? If I'm just supposed to know, it's a term that I've been learning called spiritual bypassing, where you just bypass how you feel and just say God is in control, or God is going to do it, or God is going to heal me. But now I'm just bypassing all my feelings. And what's happening is that those feelings are just getting bottled up. Oh, I appreciate that they're just getting bottled up. And now they're going to come out, that like that stuff is going to come out in an unhealthy way at some point. Like, when we teach people and tell people, you know, not to lean into how you feel and not to deal with your emotions, at some point, those things are going to come out, and they're usually going to come out in an unhealthy way. And so why am I sharing that? Because for so long, I used to just bypass how I felt. I used to just be like, oh man, God's in control, man. It happened for a reason. Like, God knows why it happened. And the whole time, God is just looking at me like, man, like, if you don't deal with your hurt, if you don't deal with your frustration, if you don't deal with your pain, if you don't even acknowledge how you're feeling, like, you'll never grow. You'll be stuck and you'll just be faking the funk. So I don't want us to do that. I don't want to just always feel like, you know, like, God's just gonna miraculously just remove all the hurt and the pain, when we know, like, we live in this earth, we live in this body, and we know that we go through things. So let's learn how to deal and how to lean into those feelings. Like, you know, you don't, just because you're angry doesn't mean you have to go do something that involves like hurting somebody. Like, I'm angry. Yeah, I'm angry. All right, cool. Why am I angry? You know, what's making me angry? All right, well, find a way to unpack that anger. And if something in your life is causing you to be angry, then maybe it's best that you remove yourself. And if you've removed yourself from that anger, now just work on, you know, coping and learning how to overcome it. Like, you don't just say, ah, man, God is gonna do it. Like, no, like, because at some point you're gonna lash out. It just is what it is. If you're hurt, if you're sad, at some point you're going to cry. At some point, it's going to come out. But why am I saying all that? I'm saying all that to say, because I've posted, you know, I've been sharing some statuses about forgiveness. And my last status that I posted, I talked about reconciling. Forgiveness does not require reconciliation, and forgiveness does not require reconnection. That's what I posted. And a couple weeks before that, I had posted another status that says something like, you know, people aren't required to return to spaces that hurt them. And this leads me to kind of like how we show up. You know what I mean? How we show up for people. So how we show up. So first of all, like, when you decide to forgive somebody, you don't have to reconnect with that person. You don't have to reconcile with that person. Like, you're not required to do any of that. Because why would I go back to a space and a place that hurt me? You know what I mean? Like, forgiveness is for me. You know what I mean? Like, that's for me. I'm choosing. My forgiveness doesn't clear the person of the offense. Because, yeah, I think that if someone hurts you, then that person needs to come back and they need to, you know, apologize and let you know, hey, acknowledge. But if they never do, that's why forgiveness is not for them. It's for you. That rhymed. You know, so if people never decide to come back to you and apologize, like, for me, I knew that I still have to move on with my life. Like, there probably will never be some apologies from some people and some things. And I just got to be okay with that. And that's why I continually say, like, and I'm going to continually preach and echo, like, it's not for them. It's for you. You don't have to tell nobody you forgave them. You don't have to. And, you know, because I want to help somebody. I want to help somebody who may be in that space, who may be going through that. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to call, because it's not for them. It's not. It's for you. It's for you to be able to have peace with your life. And a lot of times, not only do we got to forgive people, you got to forgive yourself. Because once you start to realize some of the stuff that you've been involved in, you start to question a lot of things in your life. Like, well, like, how did I get involved in that? Or how did I stay in this for so long? Or how was I even like a part of that? And then you just begin to question like your own life, and you begin to question your decisions. And a lot of times, after you may have forgiven people, sometimes we got to go and forgive ourselves and say, you know what, that's okay. Like, hey, like, you live and you learn and you grow. But again, I'm going to echo forever that it's not for the person that hurt you. Like, your forgiveness has nothing to do with them. Like, whether or not they decide to come back to you and they decide to try to make it right, like, that's on them. That's between them and the God that they serve. But for me, it's about having my heart clear and having my mind clear and being the best example and the best leader I can be for my family. I feel like there are a lot of people who, man, you can scroll down your timeline and you can see every day just like relationships after relationships that are in turmoil and people are walking away from things. We're in a space where I feel like people are really starting to take ownership of themselves. I think that people are really starting to be more self-aware, and they're starting to take control of what they allow in their lives. And so again, that goes up to my next point about how you show up. You know, I'm at a place now where I'm creating boundaries in every relationship. in everything in my life. I'm only going to go so far, and then I'm only going to allow you to go so far, right? Like, it's nothing wrong with creating a boundary to keep yourself safe. When you start creating boundaries, man, you changing, you different. You're right, I am changing. Life happens. Life has changed. Life changes us. And so if you don't create boundaries, you will always go back to the person that you used to be. And sometimes you can't go back to who you used to be. You have to evolve into a new person. And what tends to happen is that people sometimes tend to see you as who you used to be, and they can't handle who you have become and who you are becoming. And so they have these expectations of you. They want you to do certain things. They tell you that you need to do X, Y, and Z. They feel like you need to be this person when it's like, man, I am the furthest thing from that. I'm not the person you used to know. I'm not that person. I feel like a lot of us are in that space. Like, I'm not who I used to be. I'm not who you used to know. If you would like to get to know the new me, I welcome you into my space. But if you want me to be who I was, then that's why I created a boundary. And I'm not going to allow you to cross that boundary if you can't respect who I'm becoming. And a lot of this may sound selfish, but at some point in your life, you do got to be a little selfish. At some point, you have to be a little selfish. The Bible says that you should love your neighbor as you love yourself, right? And that is a scripture that I hold near and dear to my heart, because as I continue my journey, I begin to wonder and ask myself, that's right, you only get one life, and you have to take control of that. You have to handle that. You have to set up the boundaries in your life that you feel fit you. People ain't gonna like it, man. People not gonna like it. And that's okay. It's not about people not liking you. It's about you loving yourself. And so the Bible says to love your neighbor as yourself. And so I had to ask myself, how much do I love myself? If I love myself enough to create boundaries, then that means that I love my neighbor enough to not allow you to take me over the boundary I've created. I'm not going to allow people to push me into spaces that I no longer want to be a part of. So I posted that status, and I don't even know if I got the internet. I don't even know what I got on my computer, because I wanted to read it. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Because we're talking about boundaries real quick. We're talking about just doing a check-in, man. I want everybody to be doing well. Can I get to my Facebook page? I sure can. So what did I post? I posted, forgiveness does not require reconciliation. Forgiveness does not require reconnection, right? And I said that earlier. I said, you're not required to reconcile or reconnect with people just because you forgave them. Again, I'll echo this message forever. Forgiveness is not for them, it's for you. So I'm saying that because, you know, when you grow up in church, it's always turn the other cheek, be the bigger person, you know, forgive, move on, be the bigger person, go back and apologize, whatever. But I'm not there anymore. Like, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, I told Randy the other day, I said, I really resonate with the table flipping Jesus. I'm not resonating with the turn the other cheek Jesus right now. I'm really resonating with the Jesus who flipped tables, the Jesus who, you know, went in and wreaked a little bit of havoc, if y'all want to say, you know, that's where I'm at in life. The reason why is because it's like, I heard somebody say, if you always got to be the bigger person, maybe you need to get around some bigger people because your circle is too small. If you always find yourself having to apologize, having to go back, having to be the one that's always, you know, oh man, my fault. I ain't mean it, man. It's all good. We can move forward. At some point, you're going to get tired of that, because that's just not a real relationship. That's not a friendship or a marriage. That's not any type of real relationship. So at some point, you have to make up in your mind like that you want better for yourself. And when you start saying those things and doing those things, people don't understand you. People may call you different. They may say you acting funny. They may say a lot of things. But the most important thing is that you love yourself, that you find peace. Find things that bring you peace. Find things that help you stay safe, that help you stay healthy, that help you stay whole, healed, and healthy. You know what I mean? Find those things. It's not always about, oh man, you know, they don't like me. Like, I want people to like me. I want people to, I want friends. I love people. I enjoy company, you know what I mean? So I'm not the type of person that's like, oh, they don't like, I do understand that there are going to be times when you're misunderstood. There are going to be times when people may not agree, but we can agree to disagree. And that kind of goes back to my whole point of learning to honor people's lived experiences, because we all have so much to offer, you know, learning how to honor people and where they at, where they're at, what they've been through, because we don't know what we can learn from one another. And that's just my whole goal in this thing, is just to create a space, to create a community of people who can share, who feel comfortable, who feel safe, you know. And again, I'm still kind of figuring that part out. I don't know if that's going to be an online thing, if that's like a meetup thing once a month or once every couple months. But man, you know, it's just really just being able to create a space where people feel safe enough to be vulnerable and not to have your vulnerabilities used against you, not to have the things that you share or the things that you've been through or the things that you struggle with be used against you. I've seen that happen so often where people share things and the next thing you know, man, they being talked about and dogged out by the very people that they share with because they thought it was a safe space. I think people in this world are looking for safety and security. And we go to churches. Again, I can only share my lived experience. And so we join churches or we join places that say, you know, this is a safe space. You know, the church is the hospital. You know, come here to get your healing, to get delivered, to get taken care of. And then you go and it's the total opposite. Like you're talked about, you're dogged out, you're abused, you're mistreated. You know what I mean? And wanna, you know, I just wanna bring a light and say, hey, number one, that every church is not like that. I know I talk about church a lot, but every church is not like that. And number two, there are communities out there where you can't feel safe. A lot of people don't want that pressure of feeling like, oh, I'm in a church space. Like, I want to create something where there is no pressure. Like, we love God, we honor God, we love Jesus, but we also talk about real life and we realize that everything is not being led by the devil. It's not demonic because you're angry. You don't have a spirit of anger and a spirit of depression because you're sad. Like if somebody dies and then you're sad and you're grieving, and your grief process may be a month or maybe a year, but to constantly hear like, oh, come out of that depression, like that doesn't help me. Like I'm sitting here like, you know, I'm drowning in grief. I'm drowning in sorrow. And the only thing that you can say is devil rebuke you. Like, yeah, this might not be the place for me. Yeah, so that's you know, I know I'm kind of rambling, but just want to create that space, man. I want to show up more. I want to show up more for people. I want to show up and just be a voice, to be a light, say things that people don't want to say. I think I'm okay with you know, being the one to speak out because I've been doing that my whole life. So I'm okay with that. But there's a story in the Bible where Jesus, he shows up and we're talking about how you show up, right? How people's expectations of you. Because again, people expect that once you forgive somebody, they expect you to reconnect with them. They expect you to just reconcile with them. And this is just something that I know from experience that I've seen firsthand in my 41 years of living. This is something that I've seen firsthand, that you forgive somebody, now go hug them and y'all go out to eat. This is what we used to do in church. Go find that person and tell them, if I offended you, forgive me. It was never go find that person and say, hey, I know that I offended you. I want you to forgive me. It was always that if I offend you, I'm sorry. No, it was never go find the person, tell the person what you did and apologize. It was always if I. And so then after that, you hug and then y'all go and be and y'all make peace. That was like probably some of the fakest stuff that I've ever done. Like, because I knew people had said things and I knew that I had said things as well. And it was never a real apology. It was always a if I did this, if I did that. And that was like some of the stuff that I did. And it just didn't create real community. It didn't create a real space of true forgiveness. So again, when you forgive people, you don't have to reconnect with them, all right? You don't have to reconcile with them. Like, you just forgive them and move on. Like, all right, cool, I forgave you. People have these expectations of us, and sometimes we even put expectations on ourselves. There's a story where Jesus shows up and he tries to do miracles and he can't do any miracles. And the reason why he can't do any miracles is because they only saw him as the carpenter's son. They just saw him as Joseph. They say, isn't that Joseph's son? Isn't that Mary's son? Aren't these his brothers? So, you know, those are his James, Joseph, and Simon, and Judas. Those are his brothers. So people saw Jesus only as the carpenter's son. And so because of that, Jesus couldn't do what he was supposed to do. So what am I saying is that sometimes people only see you for who they want to see you for. And so when they see you for the person that you used to be, the person that they want you to be, you can't really do the things that you got to do in that crowd. And that's all right. So what am I saying? Sometimes that after you make amends with people and after you do certain things, like sometimes you might have to switch up your whole circle. Sometimes you may have to switch up everything because I'm not the person that I used to be. I'm not the person that you still see me as. I've grown from that or I've moved on from that. And so that was Jesus' problem. They saw him only as the carpenter's son. They didn't see him as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. They didn't see him as the Messiah. So because of that, he couldn't do miracles. The Bible even goes on to say that a prophet is without honor except in his own hometown, in his household. What does that mean? It's like when you at home, oh, that's just little Mel. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's just such and such. And it's not, you know, and I get it. People mean well, you know, when they say things like that. But that's what that goes back to learning to honor and to respect people's lived experience. See, if we learn to honor and respect people's lived experiences, then we wouldn't just see them as that's just Mel. That's just whoever. We would begin to see them as, oh man, that's a person who's grown and who's gone through something. That's a person who has so much to offer. And sometimes you have to expand your circle. You have to get out of where you've been and get around people who don't know you. Man, it's a message, bro. I'm telling you, like, it's just living and learning, man. Like, just living and learning. Sometimes you do have to get away from people who you've known your entire life. Sometimes you have to get away from your family. Man, it's realistic. And after I got away, I came back. And when I came back, people saw me so different. And people, you know, like, man, like he's grown, he's matured. And sometimes you gotta step away so that you can go grow and gain some life experience. Unfortunately for Jesus, they didn't see my guy for who he really was. And a lot of them missed out on what could have potentially been the biggest miracle of their life. You know, so what am I saying? Sometimes you gotta leave and just go and grow. And people may not understand it. They may still just see you as this person who, oh, we used to run the streets together. We used to do this, we used to do that. And it's like, yeah, we used to do that, but what are we gonna do now? Like, what are we doing now? Like, what's now? Not what was, but what's now? So I'm just saying all that because that's where I'm at in life. It's like, hey, I love people. I love my friends. I love my family. I love people. But there comes a time when you do have to make decisions that it may not be the decision that they want you to make. And you may have to choose. I ain't saying just go cut people off, but sometimes you have to separate for a while. You may have to separate for a season so that you can just grow into the person that you're supposed to become. Because, you know, staying around certain places and certain environments, sometimes it doesn't allow you to reach your full potential. I believe that you can reach your full potential no matter where you're at. But sometimes you have to leave for a season and come back. Like, you got to go. You got to experience life. My mom always tells me, sometimes if you're inside the picture, you can never see the frame. Like, you can never see what's going on around you because you're inside the picture. And so basically she was saying, like, you got to get outside of that picture, come outside the picture so you can see the whole thing. So you can see everything. It's like you can't see the forest from the trees, basically. And sometimes you have to take a step back or a step out so that you can grow, so that you can forgive. Like, it's hard to get over the thing that hurts you when you're still in relationship with it. So, you know, y'all know in 2022, we left our church. You know, my wife and I left our church. But anyway, when we left, you know, God had told me some specific things. And one thing he told me was, don't tell nobody that you're leaving. And when you leave, don't talk to nobody. You know, that's still there. And so I did just that. We left. We did what we were supposed to do, put it like that. We left on good terms. At least I thought we left on good terms or whatever. But God has said, hey, don't talk to nobody. Don't share with anybody that's still at that church that you're leaving. Don't tell anybody that you're leaving. We told the people in charge, you know, we told our pastors at the time that we were leaving. And, you know, we did what we were supposed to do. We told them, we let them know up front. Boom, we left. The reason why God told me not to tell anybody was because I knew that if I told people, then people were going to still want to stay connected and they were still going to want to, you know, why'd y'all go? Da, 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 da. And at the time, it wasn't right to talk about it. It wasn't right to share. And I also knew that it was going to hurt to leave. But God just showed me, he was just telling me, like, you know, you're going to have to separate. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And now looking back, I understand a little bit more as to why he told me to do the things that he had us do. Because had we stayed connected, we probably would not have been able to really have a clean break. I mean, because once we left, we thought it was a clean break, but clearly it wasn't after a few weeks, just learning some things that were happening. But on my side, on the side of my family, you know, God had told us to do some specific things and we did those things. And now looking back, I understand why. Because when you're still connected to things that you need to detach from, if you still have any type of connection to it, it makes it so hard to detach. I'm telling you, if you have any type of connection to something that you need to be letting go of, it's going to make it that much harder to let go. Sometimes you do have to do cold turkey. You just got to rip the Band-Aid off and let it hurt. But that initial hurt is only going to hurt for a couple minutes once you rip that Band-Aid off. And once you get used to it, you begin to heal, right? You begin to heal. But if you stay connected to things that are hurting you, if you stay connected to people who are hurting you, if you stay connected to places that are hurting you, you cannot properly heal. It's something that I said, healthy detachment. Man, I'm just hearing all these things and now seeing that, you know what, I got to come back and I got to do this the right way with my thoughts. But you got to have healthy detachment. You got to be able to detach from things. You got to be able to detach from people, and you got to be able to detach from people health in a healthy way. We cannot be so dependent on these things that we think we need them to live, like, because we don't. Life goes on. Life goes on. God will give you everything that you need. And sometimes the only thing that you need is you and him until it's time for you to find a new community. And that's where I'm at. I'm building a new community. So I said all those things to say is, listen, like, no matter where you may be at in your journey, whether you're going through something, whether, you know, I'm praying for all of us, because there's going to be a lot of changes, and I ain't about to get on here and start prophesying and all that, because that's not what I'm here for. But there are going to be a lot of things that are going to change, that are going to affect us all. You know, we can see that from jobs and, you know, just a lot of stuff is about to happen. So what am I saying? I want to encourage you that, number one, like, if you ever feel overwhelmed, if you ever feel like you can't make it, if you ever feel like, you know, like you're just overwhelmed, I encourage you to reach out to somebody, whether you find a friend you can confide in, or you find, like, professional help. Therapy is life changing. I want to encourage you to find something that will help you deal with whatever you're going through. And number two, find community, man. Find people who respect what you've been through, who respect what you're going through, who aren't gonna push you to do things that cause you to relapse in your healing space. Man, I'm telling you, like, I know we are all going through a journey of self-discovery, rediscovery. Some of us may be rediscovering our faith, friendships. Again, people may be finding new jobs, because unfortunately there's going to be a lot of things happening with our jobs, as we can see, and cuts and things like that. You may be on a health journey. You may be about to get married. You may be coming out of a marriage, whatever. Like, we're all in a space where we're trying to find what our new normal is. And as you're searching for your new normal, find things that are conducive and constructive for you, that help you heal properly, that help you heal. I want to be whole. I want to be healed, and I want to be healthy. So I said a lot. And I'm going to come back. I'm really going to start doing this weekly. Whoever I get on here, just on here, people catch the replay. But I'm going to really start doing this weekly. It's crazy. I was on YouTube and I saw a video popped up in my feed. It said, starting a YouTube channel for people over 40. And I'm like, dang, I feel seen. Like, y'all really going to just send me a video for people over 40? But I watched it and it was great. It was so much encouragement. And it was just basically saying, like, you know, and once you get to, like, your late 30s, your 40s, like, you have so much to offer because you've been through life and you've lived life and you've been through experiences and you've seen things and you've been through things, and you have so much to offer by just sharing your experience. And that's what I want to do. I just want to share my experience. I want to share what I've been through. I want to share what I've gone through, share what I'm going through, and just share ways that I've been able to overcome some things I'm still overcoming. But man, it's a journey and it's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? It's beautiful. So I just want to leave y'all with this, man. Don't let people have expectations of you that they will never have of themselves. Like, don't ask me to do something that you won't do. If you won't do that yourself, don't ask me to do something that you will never do. Number one. Number two, hey, show up how you show up. And if you can't show up, then just say, you know what, today is not my day to show up. And that's okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's okay. And three, hey, man, just live your life. Find things that you enjoy. Find things that bring you peace. And be at peace with every decision that you make, because somebody ain't gonna like it. That's what I know. So it's always going to be somebody that don't like what you chose to do. And yo, like, as you just continue to walk through your forgiveness journey and your healing journey, man, just understand that you're not required to return back. You don't have to go back. You don't have to go back. You're not required to go back. That is not a requirement of forgiveness. That is not a requirement of healing. And that is not a requirement of wholeness. You do not have to return to spaces that hurt you. You do not have to return to spaces that are unhealthy. You do not have to return to anything that no longer serves you. You don't have to. You're not required to. Don't allow people to make you feel like you have to. Don't allow people to try to gaslight you into going back to something. You don't have to. And that's just something that I've been learning and that I've seen happen, that we thought we made people go back. Y'all need to go back and reconcile. Y'all need, like, no, I've seen people do that in church, and then I've seen them get hurt 20 times worse than it was the first time. So you don't have to go back. You're not required to. And man, just find a safe space. Find a safe place. I love y'all. When I say that, I mean that. I love y'all. So let's do some big things this year, man. Keep me accountable. Keep me on here. Keep me, you know, on this thing, building this community. And we're going to do this one day at a time, one brick at a time, brick by brick, man. We're going to be whole. We're going to be healed. And we're going to be healthy. Until next time.